Another thing I want to ask you about is the issue of another recent approval, relatively recent, the CPX 351 product used for patients with AML pre-existing disease. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So CPX 351 is a 5:1 molar combination of cytarabine and daunorubicin. And this on preclinical studies was shown to be the most effective molar ratio for combining the two drugs against AML cells. And these are packed into these bilamellar liposomes. And it is believed that these liposomes deliver the drugs more directly to the bone marrow and more effectively into the leukemic cells. And this not only could translate to better efficacy, but also it has been shown in trials to be associated with less non-medullary toxicity. So an initial study compared this to 3+7, and the subpopulation that benefited most from CPX-351 were patients with therapy-related or secondary AML. And so the randomized phase 3 study was designed, which included patients over the age of 60 up to 75 with either therapy-related or secondary AML, secondary to prior MDS, or with MDS-related changes. Patients were randomized 1:1 to either CPX-351 or 3+7, traditional standard 3+7, and there was a significant advantage in terms of response as well as survival for CPX-351. And a few patients on both arms of the study went transplant, and again, there was a huge advantage for CPX-351. So again, this led to the approval of CPX-351 by the FDA for patients with therapy-related and secondary AML, secondary to MDS, or with MDS-related changes. Their approval actually doesn't have an age specification. So I tend to use it based on the initial study, but I think people are now using it even in younger patients.